Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When it comes to the anger over gender pay disparity, I think it started there.
Oh, yeah.
With that movie.
Yeah, that's like the original.
Dolly and her friends, yep. They worked for the mean Dabney Coleman mm-hmm. character, and they kidnapped them.
Long time ago.
Wanted to take the business over. They yeah. didn't get promoted because they were yeah. women, and that's where the whole thing started.
We're more than boobs and a smile.
Right. It can
save that.
We are maybe learning when it comes to Caitlin Clark that we're no better. Years later.
Is there anybody else that finds it a little off-putting that Jenna Bush Hager was complaining about opportunity? I mean, when your dad's the president.
I love Jenna Bush Hager on that show.
I know, I'm just saying, when your dad's the president of the United States, you kind of have open doors.
Yeah, I don't think there's much to complain about.
This is Carl from Westfield. Hey, Carl.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
What's up?
It's funny listening to your comments. Everyone's opinion is based upon their perspective and view. And the reality is, I have to go with Wiggy on this one, which is shocking. And the facts are very simple. It's called demographics and revenue and income sharing, which now through the internet is around the world. And the fact that you have Hoda and them complaining about a rookie at $75,000 who's designed to protect the senior person who's 4 or 5 years at $10 million, you're comparing two opposite extremes and then calling women's rights violations, which is an interesting spin. And the reality is also quite simple. I joked about how we don't always speak the most honest things in a partition awards culture. And, you know, I was very simple when I said seeing what Caitlin Clark did, it really increased my interest because the way and the amount of times they can get that ball in is just fascinating. Mm-hmm. And it does make a difference on the viewing. And I started watching it. And of course they said, you know, the Megalomites, she's not even going to go first. She'll go fourth or fifth. And now Wiggy said, you won't know her in 3 years. I guarantee you what she did and the memories that they created, that's in permanent installation. And what she did is like you said, with Magic and Bird, this is a major increase because the Detroit dummies beating each other up ruined the NBA and they brought it back. She's going to bring up women's basketball.
Well, yeah, we'll find out. And if she does, at some point, she mm-hmm. will, I'm assuming, she will be of significant value to the WNBA. If their revenue increases, I think their revenue is around $200 million in total, and the NBA revenue is $10 billion.
Right.
So. I would assume that she would have some leverage at some point if that happens. We'll find out when it comes to women's college basketball next season if there's a lasting Caitlin Clark effect and guys can't wait, men can't wait to watch the women.
I mean, I think that's we'll miss her in college basketball because it's about the drama, right? We won't have that. She'll go to the W.
See, for you it was about the drama.
Oh yeah.
For me, it was about the fact that she was just an unbelievable basketball player,
but she was an unbelievable basketball player her freshman and sophomore year.
Yeah, I had zero interest in women's college basketball then
until the drama happened.
It wasn't till the drama. It was till what? The exact moment was on this program. When Courtney said she was about to become the highest scoring college basketball player, male or female, ever. And I was like, wow, that's a pretty amazing accomplishment.
Yeah, but she did that this year.
I understand.
You weren't into it last year.
No.
Oh, okay.
The drama brought me in.
We talked about the drama was like reality trash TV. Like, yeah, I was somewhat into that and whatever. It was, but I didn't make me sit down and watch a women's basketball game like it made me do this year.
Yeah, I mean, the drama brought me in the sense of, I mean, I've always been a fan of the game. I remember Arizona a couple years. I remember Stanford. I mean, I go back to even like Dawn Staley when she played at Virginia. But I think the biggest thing that really moved the needle was the Angel Reese, Caitlin Clark stuff, all that stuff that happened. And then she was a great basketball player. And then she started doing things that you didn't see in college basketball where she was hawking up shots. She was like the Steph Curry of college basketball. And we were watching her from the drama and now seeing her play and what she could do. We're like, wow, this is pretty impressive.
The good thing is that you already have a star that's emerged for next season with Paige at UConn. And the way that she's marketing herself, whether it's on social media or being at the WNBA draft, and, you know, there's memes that have come out about her. She's this gorgeous, you know, athlete.
What's her name?
Paige Buchers.
Paige Buchers.
Yeah.
Beckers.
Girl from UConn?
Like it's B-U-E.
Yeah.
Yeah. But she, that's going to be the woman that takes the spotlight.
But even her,
though,
like, because you're into the drama kind of like I am. But even, like, looking at next year, going into it, like, where is the interesting part of it? Like, where is that? Like, you know, because Paige, she's been hurt a couple years, and, you know, she doesn't have the type of game that Caitlin Clark has. I know there was some young girls from South Carolina that are really good players, but there's the Juju Watkins who plays at USC. But where's, like, next year you're going, oh, I can't wait for women's college. But it's, like, not there, like, already. I mean, I could be wrong about it.
For next season, you're saying?
Yeah.
No, I actually think that there is a lot
of... Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, I felt like the drama, that's what really brought us there. And let's see what in the WNBA, she's going to have a giant bullseye on her back.
Curtis, what's the matter?
What?
What's the matter?
He's laughing because I said Buchers instead of Beckers.
No, not at all. I was not laughing at all. No, I am not laughing at you at all. I don't think you're someone to laugh at, and I wasn't even thinking about that.
I'll tell you what. She's going to come in
I just have heard this conversation, not specifically. Like, soccer's the sport of the future, and it always will be. Lacrosse is up and coming. Everybody's golfing, so everybody's watching golf. Nope, people's behaviors really don't change.
I think she's going to come in there and stuff one of those Boston cream yodels right down your throat.
I literally wasn't thinking about anything.
I could just have a conversation with people and go back at them without being mad. Yes. We can hug after. I know you don't want to hug. But
I've never talked so much about WNBA before, and it is fascinating how the phone lines light up when you bring up Caitlin Clark.
Well, because it's a different, it's a broader argument.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mean to say anything offensive. It's about it's a pay disparity thing, and it's an argument about if a woman is doing the same job as a man, should she automatically be paid the same amount? I think that you pay. I think you should pay whoever the most talented person is that leads to your whatever industry you're in that leads to the most revenue, that's the person who should be paid the most.
And I think it's offensive that Paige Spryniak can hit a driver and make $1 million. Shime does it and you just get laughed at. I mean, I don't know why Shime can't hawk product on Instagram the way Paige can.
Because Shime don't have a...
She's the sponsor of X-Golf.
Yes,
she makes more, theoretically, on Instagram or would make more on OnlyFans.
It's very easy on the eyes.
Than we would. That is... That's not fair, is what Chris is saying.
All right, give me a year.
Talk about that, Hoda. Let's get that on the fourth hour.
That is true. I think
it's very difficult to be a male in 2024. I agree.
Tell me about it.
It's difficult.
But you have to say, though.
Sometimes you're trying to, you're throwing a picture up on Snapchat and you don't really, you're not ready for the picture to be taken.
A lot of things weren't ready.
And boom, everybody's like, wait a second, don't you play for the Patriots? What's going on over here? Like, you know, I mean, that's.
But I don't really buy into that because women make.
Are you saying Juju came up short?
Yes, he did. Women make way.
Also, Brees never went and took that four spot in the foursome yesterday at Granite Links.
Why not?
I don't know.
Oh, missed opportunity. It?
That's a wild thing for any golf course. Like, the fact that their names are just out there.
Well,
with
that's
an
how
open...
you do it.
I know, I understand. I just think if it's. Did we say the names?
Yesterday, Brees sent us a text of the tee sheet at Granite Links, and there was a spot in a 220 foursome, and it was Bailey's. The other three names were Bailey Zappi, Hunter Henry, and
Bryce Behringer,
the punter. Yeah, they needed a fourth. Like,
but, and I understand
not,
that's how that works. I think you put aliases in those three
you
spots.
You would if you were them.
Yeah,
I wonder
if you're Bailey Zappi, you want some random super fan joining your foursome, and now you have 18 holes with them.
I wonder if they ended up getting like Derek the Steelers fan or something as their fourth,
in that or Dakota. Foursome.
Oh, like, God.
Can you not find a fourth guy to play?
I know. If you're Hunter Henry and Bailey Zappi, can you not get a fourth?
Right. And do you need a fourth?
Well, yeah, you want to fill. I mean, you could jump right in if you wanted.
No, but I mean, aren't you going out there and, like, if it's three of you guys, what do you need another person for?
Brees would actually have been a perfect fit for that group, I think.
You think so?
Yeah, he wouldn't be a hardo, you know, he'd just try to get along.
Yeah. Here's Tony from Rhode Island. Hello, Tony.
Hey, guys. How are you guys doing today?
What's up?
I was just curious. I wanted your opinion and thought on this and the whole Caitlin Clark thing. For me, I think it was a missed opportunity, her passing on the whole big three contract offer where Ice Cube was offering $5 million and was still going to allow her to play in the WNBA. I think if she had taken down that route, obviously she would have been making more money. And quite honestly, if she had balled out, you know, in the big three, I definitely think it would have definitely brought a lot more attention and you know, it definitely would have brought women's basketball even more, furthermore to the forefront.
I don't know why she didn't take that $5 million deal. I don't think it diminishes what she would have done.
No, but they talked about this on Gilbert Arenas' podcast with a couple guys that played in Big Three. They would have went after
one of Curtis's favorite podcasts.
I love Gilbert.
He's actually
more podcasts.
Hey, Gilbert
Arenas. He's the man in the arenas.
He's pretty good, though. But the problem was.
How do you have time for all this stuff that you watch?
I mean.
It is amazing.
It's out there.
You watch like 18... trash reality TV shows a day.
Yeah, reality TV podcasts. Gilbert, I mean, I'm deep into the Drake beef with Rick Ross and Kendrick Lamar.
That diss track was fire.
Oh yeah,
What's going on with that?
Drake's diss track.
Drake's cakes, delicious. Make yodels, Boston cream, brand new. Grab them.
It's a whole thing. It originally started out with Drake and J. Cole, and then it morphed into Kendrick Lamar. There was a whole big thing, Greg. It's, you know, I don't know.
Now he's mad at The Weeknd too. Didn't they do a whole like album together?
How do you hate The Weeknd? It's great.
Hey, listen, don't come for Drake. Drake ain't playing.
Does this involve P. Diddum?
No Diddy involved in this. But
Diddy, what's his name? I said Diddum.
Yeah, it's okay.
Okay.
The problem with her in the big three is going to be similar to what she gets in the WNBA. The guys are going to be coming for her because you can't get cooked if you're a former NBA player by a woman who's playing in your league. Like, when she goes to play in the WNBA, you don't think she's got a massive bullseye on her back about how? So can you imagine her playing in a man's league, even though it's 3-on-3?
That'd be great.
It would be, but
I think that Caitlin
what if they're
Clark,
too aggressive?
If Caitlin Clark had taken that money, I think there would have been a lot of people that would have judged her negatively. That, like, why are you grandstanding? I think that she made the right call.
And then the guys.
You think so?
Yes. I think that there would have been a lot. What is she doing here? It's just a money grab. You know, I think that she made the right decision.
And then how do the guys play her? Like, if they're super aggressive, which, you know, they're just playing basketball because the big three, they get very aggressive. How does that look on, these guys are being physical with her? You know, just there's too much that can go on in a negative aspect of if she goes along that line.
This is Honey Badger from the Twitch chat. You can watch this show on Twitch every day. Just go.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Twitch and follow WEEI. Hello, Honey Badger.
Good morning, Joe. I'm going to do something I not normally do, and I'm going to agree with Wiggy. Okay. We already saw that the drama brings ears and eyes with the UFC, with the early days of, you know, Ronda Rousey, Holly Holm, and stuff like that. Now you have Amanda Nunes. So the drama does bring eyes in the storylines.
Well, they better continue that then with Angel Reese and Caitlin Clark when it comes to the WNBA.
Can't really do that, though.
They need better script writers.
Yeah. Can't really do that in the WNBA. You know, that's going to be the hottest thing about it, because it was all the drama of it. And this was, here you had this unbelievably talented LSU team, and then you had this unbelievably talented Iowa team who was led by a white girl that was absolutely tearing up college basketball. And then it was the ring, it was the John Cena can you see me, and then there was, it became black and white, and then it was the White House, and then it was this, and it was all this other stuff, and then you can't duplicate that. And that's going to be the hottest thing.
But Wiggy, you're right, that's what separated it, was the crossover a year ago that laid the foundation. Portnoy tweeted something about Angel Reese. He got dragged.
Oh, we called her thugs. Or maybe it was like the thugs and this. So
whatever it was. Yeah. It was everybody everywhere had to have an opinion on Angel Reese or Caitlin Clark. And that's what the last year gave us, which was a whole buildup where there was a huge crossover.
Right, and you brought up Bird and Magic, and that was the greatest ever of basketball. But that doesn't word if it's Magic and Isaiah Thomas.
Right.
Or if it's Magic and Jordan.
Or if it's, you know, Larry and Stockton.
Yeah, because it's Bird, the white, you know, the white player of the savior of basketball.
And then Magic Johnson.
And Magic, the black player who they met in college. And then that was the element of that whole drama that really turned the NBA upside down.
Yeah.
So you're not going to have that in the WNBA.
All right, on a news note, is there something going on with the Blue Line? I just heard from my incredible daughter, Julia Hill, and apparently we may not be able to go on our father-daughter walk today because the Blue Line is unoperational or something.
Well,
I know this is weird, a problem with the MBTA.
Yeah, service changes begin today for track work. Mm-hmm. So what is
the 17th? Blue Line is down?
Well, shuttle buses replace service between Maverick and Wonderland the 17th to the 19th. Then the 20th to the 28th, shuttle buses replace service between the airport.
All right.
So well, good news, Boston. Today, Brian Sweat was announced as Boston's brand new environment czar. So he'll get on this. He'll make sure that everybody can take the tea. God knows what he makes. I don't want to find out.
Oh, boy, more bike lanes.
The Boston's first new climate officer. Aren't we bleeding cash?
I bet he makes more than Caitlin Clark.
Oh, my God. Now that is something that offends me.
All right. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.